many bodies do I have to slaughter to get to you? It's been so long. I've been fighting day and night just to get past these defenses. Come out, Queen. Are you really gonna cower behind that big glass throne of yours? I have traveled so far to get here, and I'll be damned if I die here. Show yourself. And maybe, just maybe, some more people won't have to die just because you're being a goddamn coward. You're a joke. You know that? You think I don't know you're there? Are you forgetting the very fact that we used to know each other so well when we were kids? And look who you've become. A traitor. Someone who's willing to step on whoever the hell it takes just so you can get a taste of that crown jewel. How does it feel, my queen, to know that everything that you've built, every bone that you've had to break to reach where you are now, all for nothing? Because I'm here. I'm here to tear it all down. I will get nasty with you, if that's where it comes. You don't think I've killed enough people? I've had to slaughter so many lives. Who would have thought the queen would hide here all alone, so scared, so cowardly? You were perfectly happy with all those people dying in your name. A name that is fake and full of shit. So, now that it's just you and I here, how about we have a little talk, How about you come crawling out of those shadows that you so desperately love to hide in? There's nowhere left to run, my queen. See now, you may think I'm the villain in this story, but I can assure you, it's you. I don't understand. Truly, I don't. You had a good life. You had parents that loved you, friends that adored you. Everything was set up for you to have such a quiet, lovely little life. Was I not enough for you? You know, that day where you stabbed our king in the back. You looked at me straight after. You saw the horror on my face. And you know what you look like? You look like someone that just got everything they'd ever wanted. But I don't understand. You killed the king, managed to forge up an army to take over the kingdom, and here you are, ruling as if nothing in the world has happened, and you deserve to be on that throne. Well, the people of Aurelia know, my queen, that you are no leader. You're just a backstabbing coward who doesn't deserve a goddamn thing. So you finally decided to show yourself. I've got to say, you've changed over the years. That fire in your eyes is all gone. Look at you. Pathetic. How could you possibly believe that you are fit to run a kingdom when you look like just a scared little girl? I wonder what I look like to you, Not much different from back then, I can imagine. You know, I used to protect you all the time when we were kids. Hell, I'd even give up my life for you. But you threw that all away. Most of my guards are dead. And here I am, stood in front of you, this sword in my hand, ready to finally take the life that's ruined mine. Am I going to kill you? Why else would I be here? Why do you think I'm here? Since your rule, my people have suffered. I cannot forgive that. I cannot forgive you for everything that you've done. You're a traitor and a coward, and the sight of you makes me sick. Cry all you want, Queen. Your life ends here, today. And you know what? I'm kind of fucking glad I'm the one to take it. After all the shit you put me through. All I've ever done was protect you. I made sure to make you laugh, to make you smile. I gave you everything you could have asked for. But it just simply wasn't enough. Why did you look at me after you slaughtered our king? With that look in your eyes? As if I am the one thing that you regretted. It's true. You really expect me to believe that? After you just left me to rot with the rest of the people that so cherished you. As you grew up. You're nothing but a coward. So, you're kneeling before me. If you're going to die, you want it to be me that takes it. Why won't you fight me? Are you really going to be a coward even in death? Get up and fight me. I can't do it like this. Because unlike you, I can't just slaughter people in cold blood. Don't look at me like that. I don't give a shit about you. You never gave a shit about me. Any last words? You're sorry. Say that to the piles of corpses outside the doors. Say that to the people you abandoned and left behind. Say that to the king who done nothing but treat you well. I have no idea why you turned out to be so cruel. But it ends here. You're really not gonna fight me, are you? Fine. Then I'll just have to drive it out of you. Fight me. I'm fucking tired of this. You're pathetic. You know that? You're letting me just tower over you like this. Looking up at me with those helpless fucking eyes. I hate you. And I wish I could kill you right now. Shut your eyes. No. God damn it. Are you fucking insane? Kissing me? You're crazy. What is it? You're gonna tell me after all this time I'm the only one you've ever wanted? Like I'd fucking believe a word that comes out of your mouth. The sight of you repulses me. I need to calm down. I want to kill you. So kill you then. You're a sick bastard. God, why'd you have to taste so good? Get on my lap. Get on my fucking lap. I hate you. It's gonna be like that, is it? I suppose. I suppose I can indulge you. After all, I've got enough anger stored up to take out on this little body of yours. Lift up your skirt, your majesty. Don't go shy on me now. You kiss me as a way to avoid death. You think I'm fucking stupid. Well, by all means, keep avoiding it. I'm happy to show you just how much anger I've got pent up for you. Now strip for me. Let me show you just exactly how disgusting of a pathetic little girl you are. Oh, you're gonna scream, all right. You're gonna beg for forgiveness. And you're gonna beg for me to stop. But I'm not gonna stop until your body is bruised and sated from my claim. That's what you deserve. After all, you deserve to be used like a little toy and thrown away when you're of no use. Just because I don't have the fucking balls to kill you now doesn't mean I won't. So keep playing this little game of yours, my queen. Let's just see who breaks first.